Steve, 194 could have been a difficult chase, but Michael Klinger played very well once again against you.
Yeah, he did. He played really well. Ultimately, I'm proud of the way our lads have fought back in this game. If you look at, obviously, the start, 22-6, that's where this game has been lost. And we've got to do something about that, setting the tone better at the very start of the match. You can't lose 6 wickets at Cheltenham in a cluster like that. It's just not the thing to do, because otherwise you're really up against it. But the way we fought back was particularly good. I thought Joe Leach's 2 innings, when he got 80 and 100, were excellent. He showed a lot of fight for us as a team. And I thought the way we bowled and fielded, particularly first innings, was excellent. Today wasn't as good. Again, we've got to set the tone better with the ball when there's a low chase. But this might sound like sour grapes, but things have not gone our way. We've had 4 very, I suppose you could say, arguable decisions that have gone totally against us. You can't do anything about that, and you've got to get on with it and move on. You can't do anything about decisions that you feel have not gone in your favour, but ultimately sometimes those are the difference between winning and losing, and when they go for you, you get your win, and when they don't go for you, you get your loss.
Character, that's something you've never doubted about these lads, though.
Well, no, and they showed a lot of it, and Joe and Gareth in that stand, we could have got bowled out for 50, and they did a really good stand for us, and I was particularly pleased in that hot day when the way we bowled them out in that first innings was excellent. But sadly, it wasn't to be. And the 22-6 chaos at the start has ultimately meant that we've had to try and play catch-up cricket. We've tried our best, but not been able to do it. And if there's any lesson to be learned, it's to set the tone well at the start of a day's cricket and do a match start of the match.
Joe's obviously come into the game. Tremendous sort of form. We've got a big 100 in the second 11, and that's what you want is players coming in into form. But to get 80 odd in the first innings and then to go on in the second innings, get his maiden first class century, that must give you a lot of heart for the future.
Oh, very much so. But I'm pleased for him because you won't believe how many 8 o'clock starts at Malvern College we've had this winter when we've worked on his batting, and he's seen some reward for it now, and that's particularly pleasing. There's other things to consider. Tom Fells got 100 in the second team this week, which is tremendous news, and he followed it a 50 in the first inning, so he's in good form. And it's nice to see our younger lads doing well.
Also had a look at Graham Sesford. How would you assess his performance? I know he hasn't bowled too much in the game.
No, I think he's bowled particularly well in the game. I think his first spell in both innings could have been better, but for a guy making his debut in Championship cricket, I thought he's come back really, really strong in both innings, and he's got a bit of pace, as you could see, but there's a little bit more pace to come, and I'm pretty confident that he can carry on progressing.
And is this the way forward, possibly, Steve, particularly in the 4-day sort of format now, is to have a look at one or two of these younger lads between now and the end of the season?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, and it's wrong for me to say too much on selection when I'm just one of the 2 selectors, with Darryl obviously being the other selector and captain of the team. But the one thing for sure is that we're pleased in the 2 additions that we made to the team for this game, and that was Joe Leach and Graham Sesford, who can hold their head up and be proud of the games that they've both had.